This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. It's Sidiri Radio, third hour, republicbroadcasting.org. Remember to support the network if you can, folks. If you're able, keep programs like this on the air. None of us make any money doing it. We got Jeff in Idaho, and Jeff's talking some pretty heavy stuff about basically structure of the universe. And then he was moving into and how the universe operates. But then he's moving into what happened to the gold and Dr. Parker's house melting and so forth and so on. But go ahead, Jeff.
Now, he said that gold melted, that he, talking to some people, but he's always said he's dealt in gold, and so at his property, I'm sure some gold was melted when he was digging through the ruins, and other people talked to him about it. So these are the issues that you get into that are real important, but let me sidestep back to the two-year thing. You know, Sean and Sojourner and CFR and you and a couple of these other people, like Chris from Lost Wages that just called in, you know, need to basically follow Anna's stuff that she published on October 23rd at paulstrammer.net's website. She has a 28-page PDF that models essentially the heraldry that Clint writes about in his book of the Washington family line that, you know, basically set up the district criminals, you know, as a military sea power. And it essentially shows how to derail the Federal Reserve corporate country system. And this is what these guys are all scrambling about right now. Dr. Parker, when he mentioned on his show, said, you know, the ruling leader getting scared now, because what happens is this 150-year fake Civil War thing that they basically used all the resources of North America to introduce the New World Order is basically been exposed how it was done. And the guy that in, like, your area, William Hartnett Jr., MIT specialist, he basically did all this high-speed computer-automated system work that, like, Vicki Davis in Channeling Reality talks about how, you know, these guys have basically made all these free trade zones, because America was based on having tariffs and then basically have the Continental that basically kept everything afloat. And the real economy was based on Henry George, not all these, you know, other Jewish fiat money purveyors, okay? So where we're at right now is I think we got this small window where if people look at what Sojourner has found a critical flaw, I think, in some of everyone's work on how to get your estate back. I worked on this stuff in 2007 and was working with a common law lawyer that basically got a constitutional habeas in the Supreme Court, and it's a mechanism of getting everyone out of the District of Columbia back into state nationalism in one shot. And so I've been kind of waiting for people to do that. I sent that to Anna about a month or so ago, and she may be starting to integrate it now. So I'm just saying we have a turning point over the next couple months where if this stuff is starting to really look at, this is essentially the thing to start freeing people of the straw man problem of their system. And if it's basically brought down at a certain rate, you can probably reach critical mass, because what these guys are doing is people may not like what's going on with Donald Trump, but Chris sent me an article, an email that basically had a Field McConnell basically on an interview like a day or so ago, all right, from Able Danger, you know, his website, Able Danger.
Yeah.
And basically he's been feeding stuff to Trump since, like before the election, okay, of his type material, which is, you know, the Pedogate stuff and all the other things. And so you see this natural swing that they're going to start taking everyone down, first with Uranium Gate, all right, this Uranium One deal, okay, then it's going to basically lead to the Pedogate thing, and then it's going to lead to basically how the corporations are basically using the funny money and the when they pulled out of America in 2008, and this is when Obama did the pivot to Asia, and everyone in the chat room or something like that will know what I mean by pivot with Obama, right? So these guys, the PG&E guys, were run by the Rothschilds. That was their corporate structure of how they were going to basically communize the world with that corporatocracy, right? And in 1863, the word person was changed so that that's how this soulless corporation, the corporate soul, S-O-L-E, would come into being and displace the living person. And Al Whitney talks about this on her show. Deborah Tavares talks about this on the high technology. So the Deborah Tavares comments about, like, the James Bond movie, A Diamond's All Forever, or, like, the remake of it, you know, where they have the North Korean foe, or if you go back to Kevin Costner basically was in the JFK movie by Oliver Stone. If you look at a recent movie in 2013, it was called 3 Days to Kill, that you alluded to in your thing about setting up Lee Harvey Oswald as a patsy.
Yeah.
Now, the lady that wrote Me and Lee, I think, is a very credible source, okay, based on all of the cancer stuff that I've studied on how basically the Rockefellers use potassium ferrocyanide as a corrosion inhibitor for the past 100 years to introduce cancer into people, okay? This is the mechanism that's really been used to open the DNA, the ferromagnetism, and these are the things I've been passing to Dr. Parker on a couple items. But this movie called 3 Days to Kill, the check number is 2334. It's written by CCR. It's for $150,000. It's from 338 Sugar Grove, Chicago, U.S. Not Illinois, but U.S., like us. You know, we in Chicago, all right.
Yeah.
So where we're getting to now is that we probably have a couple-month window before they try and bring in the Chinese yuan, the Silk Road Highway. We got, you know, Eric the Freedom Screamer basically had, Bo Greitz on about how when you brought up Aristotle and Assis, how they basically were running, like, one of the James Bond themes about the tankers. Well, you know, the UN basically started running double-hulled tankers so that they would get the money on transporting oil. That's what the deal from Kissinger was, to ruin America, cap its oil wells, get oil from the Middle East, basically have the UN make that money and basically fund this money for the New World Order takeover. So he basically went over to China, basically sold out these people. Nixon found out what he was doing, was going to introduce 4,300, federal credit unions around all the counties in the country, and basically get rid of the Federal Reserve, and that's why they Watergated him, all right? And so what you've seen is you've seen these war criminals like the Bushes, the Clintons, and all these other guys involved in all the World Forum details and all the fiat money reserve stuff. And now over the past 20 years, with all these patriots work and all these, you know, people doing all these things, the right venue has been studied now about how the District of Columbia operates, how the birth certificates operate, how essentially we've still been at war because of the criminality that Anna talks about 150 years ago. And now, as Dr. Parker said, the ruling leader getting scared because now they didn't have a fallback plan. I mean, this is like the plan, okay? There's no alternate. And so when you look at how essentially these this chemtrailing has been done, the chemtrailing is essentially a plasma weapon energy so that you can basically take an incoming nuclear missile and you can basically heat the plasma in front of it to try and basically set up its ballistic destruction, okay? And because of the phased array radar, how the HARP systems are set up, you know, you can basically do this stuff. And that's what you're seeing on the ground that occurred with that stuff, because, you know, those guys are basically trying to do the 13 megacities. And you remember how that Deagle website had the drop in population down to 64 million in America? Well, this is the whole strategy. And so they're modifying how the sun operates, and there's a master oscillator frequency that the body operates. They're trying to block that frequency from the sun so that people's DNA doesn't work. So Dr. Parker basically is going to go to a case in February 2018, and that's what the one caller from the East Coast was asking this morning is, you know, did you lose your materials, and are you still on target for basically your genocide case in the Supreme Court? So there's a lot of stuff going on. Anna basically has made it where there's only one judge out of 10,000 that has a valid bond and a valid oath of office. So every court case, you go backwards, is all fraud for all these years where they weren't doing this stuff. So what I'm saying is she's got the bar attorneys on the run. She's got her own financing created with this $279 trillion lien against the American Bar Association and the International Bar Association. She's partnered up with the Lakota Sioux and the Athabasca Nations to basically be the federal contract holder from the original 19 enumerated, taxing clauses that are delegated powers out of the 10th Amendment from the states, right? So these guys never anticipated ever having the republics resurrected at the county level, right? So that in a broad brush is what we're looking at. And the real EMI expert that is doing the stuff on HARP is Alana Freeland, all right? She's been a writer for a long, long time. She's hooked up with Clifford Carnicoff, you know, that basically has basically isolated the DNA of Morgellons that they're dropping, you know, for this transhumanism. And she worked with a guy, Billy Hayes, which is the real environmental guy that knows how the heart frequencies work. So when you look at essentially how the universe operates, there's essentially two fundamental powers that are exchanging energy all the time. One is called dielectricity, which Nikola Tesla and these guys studied 100 years ago, and they shortened the word to electricity. And the other one is basically transverse electromagnetic waves. Those two waves split into another pair, all right, and then they split into another pair to make eight functions that interact with each other. So when you see lightning or a cosmic lightning bolt or anything like that, that's those two exchanging at a certain rate. And that's what a hurricane does, all right? So what we're dealing with right now is, you know, they're basically getting these materials in to modify how our organic exchange of those two energies are working by modifying how these HARP and chemtrail and the 5G and the cell phones. You know, Robert O'Becker in the 80s basically showed power lines and cell phones are detrimental to DNA, all right? They should have not used any cell phones, but the U.S. government has been on a depopulation program ever since World War II. There's 2.45 billion people that have died on the U.N.'s agenda of depopulation since then, right? And we're basically, at 1987, Deanna had this guy, depopulation.org, on his website. You know, the 87 million was added in 1987 as a population increase, and now it's not adding that more. And Dr. Parker's main story about chloramine is it's a white genocide weapon. Okay? Chloramine is a race-specific, it attacks the white skin, so what it does, it attacks the Japanese, it attacks the Irish, and it attacks the white Northern Europeans. People that have darker melanin in their skin doesn't react the same way because their body's protected from intense radiation. So this is essentially why you got the whitey problems and these other things, right?
So interesting.
In general, I think that's the major. So, Robert, I'm going to let you go.
Let me run this by you. I saw this, and I saw this floating around a while ago. What do you know about this Spire Law Group and the $43 trillion lawsuit? And I know you saw this a while back, but Daily Sheeple put this up 3 days ago. This week, financial news organization CNBC gave some mainstream attention to the largest money laundering and racketeering lawsuit in U.S. history, in which banksters and the U.S. racketeering partners are being accused of laundering $43 trillion worth of ill-gotten gains. The lawsuit is said to involve officials located in the highest offices of government in the financial sector. Since the information was surprisingly revealed by the mainstream news organization, there has been a very suspicious and deadly fallout at CNBC headquarters. Within hours, the original page for the article was taken down, and CNBC Senior Vice President Kevin Krim received news that his children were killed under very suspicious circumstances. It seems that the murder happened first, and then the page was removed later. Supposedly, the nanny stabbed these kids, okay? And it's about in the district court lawsuit, Spire Law Group, S-P-I-R-E-L-L-P, on behalf of homeowners across the country and New York taxpayers, as well as under other taxpayer recompense laws, has expanded its mass tort action into federal court in Brooklyn, New York, seeking to halt all foreclosures nationwide, pending the return of the $43 trillion by, I guess, the banksters and their conspirators. It has to do with the TARP program and so forth and so on. Are you familiar with any of this?
No, but I know kind of like the details. When they were doing this stuff in 2008, when they were going to part out the U.S. and basically move the Babylon banksters to China, they're writing basically 30 mortgages for one copy and selling them to China and basically splitting them up all around the world. And they were making the money grabs to move offshore, okay? And this is what the book Treasure Islands is about.
Yeah.
So what we're in right now is the thing that you got to look at is the common law system is the one that needs to attack the corporate system, right, in the District of Columbia. And that's what Anna's doing. And because otherwise you'll just get the appearance of justice. And as Sojourner and these guys, Dr. Parker even mentioned, Sojourner's basically been sending me a couple things of his work. And, you know, Anna basically has been getting it and has been applying the Army Field Manual. And Dr. Parker talked about the sign that was on Anna's website just recently that everyone has to put on their equipment when the martial law really kicks in. And I think that was, like, one of her, like, last postings. But it's essentially a PDF that essentially shows how you essentially mark your territory, So, and what it comes down to is that the book, The Rise of Conquest by Sharon Corman, a globalist, written in 1996 by the Oxford-like globalist, what they're doing is they've used economic conquest to take over the world. Okay, and so they basically consider that we've been defeated economically, just like in a military defeat. And on page 111, you'll find out what the de jure, de facto, and the belligerent, and the insurgent status are. They're using the word insurgent all the time because they don't want the word belligerent used. And the belligerent claim is the things that Anna basically is showing that and Sojourner's work to basically get away from what's going on. So the most important thing in this whole conversation, China's losing its water. China's basically buying out countries and shipping the Red Dawn warriors over to other countries. And this is essentially, they haven't taken over here through the Trans-Texas Corridor Red Dawn Highway, you know?
yeah.
That got, right. But so this is the deal that we're talking about. The corporation's been exposed on all this money laundering, and there's a $279 trillion lien that has cured for 2 years, and Anna's parting out certain things. The Chinese aren't over here yet. Even though they've said they've bought all the water rights, Anna showed that they can't own them because they were obtained illegally. All right, so you've got this dichotomy now that in the next month when Trump goes overseas, this is the play that could be going on. Okay, this is actually the deal that could be going on restructuring the whole corporate world right now. That's what I would look at.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of was reading articles right when Trump jumped in the game where, you know, this whole bankruptcy kind of angle with Trump and the basically reset being put there to be part of this reset and so forth and so on. Kind of interesting.
Well, Anna basically has disclaimed liabilities for Donald Trump. She's going to give him a Form 56 and make him a fiduciary to essentially the de jure government that Anna's writing about. That still exists, and it was never bankrupted, and that the Pope is basically, through the Chancery Court, has allowed to exist. Now, when they whacked Puerto Rico, they whacked it because in May 1st they were going to try and collapse the whole U.S. economy with that bankruptcy. It didn't work, so they wiped out all the records of the IRS by that weather engineering hurricane.
Yeah, I was kind of hypothesizing about that with all the stuff that was down there with these trusts and
everything.
And the disaster
capitalism guys are moving in. I'll let you go, Rob. I know you got a lot of stuff to go. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. And so we've got Sean in Australia. Let's bring Sean up. We got you, Sean.
Hey. How you going there, Rob?
Good. You know what really freaked me out with the stuff Jeff's talking about and the, everything coming at us. Have you been seeing about the resurgence of this Black Death, the pneumonic plague that's starting to hit Madagascar, and now they're worried about other parts of Africa? You seen this, Sean?
I have seen it, and what worries me. What worries me is that, we're being told time and time and again that if we get our vaccines, that we'll all be fine. But it was vaccines that introduced these black plagues to us in the first place. Way back when the black plague was introduced, we didn't have injections, so to speak, but they had other ways of introducing it, there's no doubt. And it does worry me. But what worries me more is what Chris was talking about, your caller Chris there, and also what Jeff was saying, and they both coincide, is that, for instance, Chris was saying that, you know, we're seeing cars that are being burned and just totally melted down to the core, yet there's green grass around them and everything like that.
Ken was sending me the pictures again. Yeah,
it's totally ludicrous to think that there's not some form of technology being used here. But people watch their televisions and think that everything is all well and good that way because television says so. But let me say this, that there was a comment made in your chat room that actually said, what caused that massive main-sized hole in the Antarctic ice sheet? Did the dew...
All right, hold on, Sean. We got a break.
This way...
Yeah, hold on. You got cut off. I couldn't hear you, so just hold on through the break.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Incendiary Radio. We got Sean from Australia on the line, and Sean, you could just hang with me till the end of the show, but I wanted to play this clip real quick about the plague, and then we'll get back into everything. But I want to tie this Africa plans with bioweapons, the plague, a lot of weird stuff here. And, you know, Jeff was talking about chloramine being basically a race-specific bioweapon to go after whites. I really that was the first I really heard of that aspect of it. But let's hit clip 21 real quick, Ken.
News shot. The UK Sun is saying death is coming. Black death warning in 9 countries, including my friends over in the UK. Anybody going on holiday, some of your hotspots are included in this warning amid fears that the plague could spread on flights from Madagascar. This plague outbreak is different than most others because this deals with the pneumonic plague, which is airbound, or it's spread through coughs. It's spread through the air. In the past, we've dealt with cases of bubonic plague, and the disease itself has spread through mosquito bites, mice, rats, anything that bites you, flies, all that kind of stuff. Any sort of rodents or insects are spread by the plague. All right,
so go ahead and stop it there, Ken. I wanted to set this up, this pneumonic plague. Now, check this out. I found this over on All News Pipeline. Bizarre connections and twists. A little after 9 a.m. on the 26th of October, POTR blog put out a tweet, a video, and referenced an article on their blog, but the tweet alone was enough to have my search engines cranking when they stated, is it coincidence that the world's top plague researcher and fetish murderer visited Madagascar prior to the pandemic? Wait, what? That was my first reaction. Then I clicked the article. Then each of the sources listed beneath the article, and there were definitely enough bizarre connections and twists to hold my attention. Obviously, the team at POTR has been digging into this for a while, because back on August 5th, 2017, they made the following statement. Reported captured in National Manhunt, a Northwestern pneumonic plague researcher accused of murdering one of his gay threesome. Is an outbreak coming next? The manhunt referred to was Wyndham Latham, who together with a man named Andrew Warren planned, then implemented the sick and twisted murder of Latham's boyfriend, 26-year-old Trenton James Cornell Duranlu. The crime was brutal, as the victim had been stabbed dozens of times, and the two perpetrators went on the run at the end of July 2017 and turned themselves in on August 4th, hence the manhunt reference. The reference to Northwestern pneumonic plague was the fact that Latham was a microbiologist at Northwestern University, and his lab specifically studied the virulent form of the Yersinia pestis, the gram-negative bacterium that causes pneumonic and bubonic plague in humans. According to the same sourced article, he had a successful career as an independent investigator, including participating in recent scientific conferences on chemical and biological terrorism defense. And then he had been in contact with the Pasteur Institute in France in 2016. The next possible connection was made that Latham had publicly stated in a lecture that he was published by Recording Archaeology in 2017 that he recently took a trip to Madagascar. And then there's a video link where it starts at the 2:34 minute mark. And so this guy, he's referencing to been to Madagascar recently, had to occur before August 2016, which led me to look at the World Health Organization's website specifically for their news on plague in Madagascar, where in their January 9th, 2017 report, they stated the following. The Ministry of Health in Madagascar alerted in December 2016, alerted WHO of a suspected plague outbreak in Befataka district and blah, blah, blah region in the southeastern part of the country. This district is outside the area known to be endemic area in Madagascar. No plagues have been reported in the area since 1950. And then on December 16, 62 cases, including 26 deaths, have been reported in two adjacent districts. So I wanted to throw that out there, but we
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Sweet child, best it once upon a time. Prostitution, poverty, and the never-ending way of crime. Corrupt police, endless for money, never a thought of the truth. We were warned a long time ago, but it didn't seem to do much use. Don't try it, cause I know what you're doing. Don't try it, cause I know your game. Don't try it, or get your face lying.
All right, we're back. Your radio, last half hour of the program. Now, I wanted to run this by the audience, and I'll get Sean's take on it, but we got other clips to play to tie this together. Now, basically, retrospective investigations carried out in those two districts showed that it is possible that the outbreak might have started in mid-August in 2016. And so basically, you know, and then they get into this Latham guy, you know, in the time frame that he was there. And what's crazy is this, none of this proves that this guy's behind the outbreak, but it is coincidence enough that prudent persons might make preparations for a global outbreak, much like the World Bank just did yesterday on 10/24. And this article is a couple days older. Now, this is a Daily Mail article. Okay, global leaders simulated the inevitable pandemic set to hit the world and concluded we are not ready at all. And then it gets into diseases such as the plague have been used as a biological weapon in the past, such as when the Japanese planes dropped plague-infested fleas over Chinese cities or distributed them by means of saboteurs in rice fields and along roads during the Second World War. And the Mongol army hurling plague-infected cadavers into the Crimean city of Kaffa in the 1300s. And then they tie in the great old ISIS laptop where in 2014 they confiscated laptop to plans to weaponize plague. It's just interesting that we're seeing, like Jeff was talking about, where the power structure might feel – you know, we see this Trump kind of derangement stuff going on. You see the assassination motif being played out all over the place. And then you're seeing the Hollywood collapsing in scandals, you know, people not believing the lies anymore. And so now, and like I said, the depopulation projections on this Deagle website and other places,
you just see that it the timing almost seems ripe for some sort of a biological attempted hit on humanity. Sean, do you feel like this timing, you know, right now, this time frame, that you could see something like this? Because it just seems like the evil bastards that run the planet, they're like, yeah, we'll go ahead and let it loose. I've been talking about this since I came on the air, but your thoughts?
Absolutely spot on, Rob. I was listening to a broadcast from Dr. William Pierce just before you went to air, in fact. And one of the things that he was saying, he was discussing a book he wrote, but he was also discussing how the prediction he made way back when about the types of subjects you're discussing here seemed really out there, and he wasn't sure whether he wanted to write them in his book, but he ended up writing them nonetheless and sort of just slapped the audience in the face with it to see where things went. And everything came to fruition that he was talking about. We're in a time where UN Agenda 21's population control has been preparing us for it for the last 30 years, all right? And we're now in a position where we've come to accept awful things almost as if they should happen this way. Almost like it was a prediction, and therefore it was a prediction. Then we have to sort of kick back and just let it happen. Yeah. And you know, whether it be through the injection of vaccines, or whether it be through what Jeff was talking about, or what Chris was talking about, you know, or what Harp is doing, it's almost like we're just supposed to sit back and let it happen. Dr. William Pierce was talking about how there was a white family that was taken out and shot in the back of the head and allowed it to happen to their women, like one man and two women. He sort of sat back and allowed it to happen because it's almost like talking about black crime is racist to the point that we allow black crime to happen. This is the same sort of thing here. What we're dealing with is UN Agenda 21, once known as the League of Nations, all right, before the United Nations, it was called the League of Nations, and people weren't ready to accept it. And then what they thought, all right, we're going to have to relax our ideas for a while, because if we don't, people aren't going to accept us. And yeah. Then as time went on and they'd sort of relaxed people with the ideas that they come out with, they said, all right, we'll call ourselves the United Nations. We don't want to have to come out as the League of Nations again. And then next thing you know, people are getting relaxed with the idea, well, you know what? This is just the way it's got to be. We've got to be slowly wiped out.
Yeah, let's listen to this next clip. Hey, Ken, let's ride on 28. All right, he's got to. Anyway, he's queuing it up now. But yeah, look, I just have this crazy feeling with the uncertainty. And there's like this spiritual heaviness that I feel, that I almost feel like it's like this time where these people, they feel like it's time to make the move, because enough people are threatening their place to where
they're running out of time.
Yeah, yeah. They're running out of time, and so I think they're looking at the herd as becoming unmanageable, so it's time to thin the herd out on a pretty drastic basis in order to cause kind of a cataclysmic scenario in the psyche of all of us. Therefore, we're worried about what's happening in front of our face, and not, you know, the people holding on to the levers of power. Ken, we at 28 yet?
Something to pay attention to here in terms of what they're doing globally and what they could be releasing on the population. If you haven't noticed, here in the past few days, all of the talk about Lil' Kim and making these strikes and doing all this stuff has switched to where they're talking about using biowarfare. Smallpox, things of that nature, now is all of the talk that they're trying to push. And of course, it's always their fear crap they try to push on the people, when all of this stuff here on this world stage is being orchestrated. To me, in the end, the next big pandemic run is just going to be to push people toward a needle. It's going to get so bad that if you don't take the vaccination, they're going to say that you have to go into a quarantine area, even though you're perfectly fine. And then they're going to subject you to like prison camp type treatment. Anyone that doesn't want to get the shot or the needle, when bodies start dropping, you're going to be seen as a problem when you're not the problem. Let me remind folks that when you are getting injected with like the flu virus that many people this year have been complaining about and many other live viruses, they are live. This is why when you get a fever and you go into work and all this stuff, you are actually infected after the shot, and you could spread stuff to other people. Yet they don't tell people, oh, after you get the flu shot, don't come into work, seeming you could be highly contagious with this live virus in you now. You see how it works?
So, all right, go ahead and stop it there.
On the other side of the coin, this whole thing could be a...
Yeah, I mean, and then I wanted to tie it up with what's coming up on the 4th through the 6th. And we all know that it begins November 4th. We saw all the little Antifa garbage. But then on cocktailed right at the same time, we've got some drills that were announced. Ken, let's ride with 26 real quick.
A heads up, we have another drill here that is coinciding with the lights going out here in this country. And this time it's focusing on communications with amateur radio operators or ham radio operators. This is very interesting because this is set to go down November 4th through the 6th. The only reason we have a bead on this whole thing is because the ARRL.org, which is the radio communications website, put a statement out on this saying that they're going to be working with the DOD, Department of Defense, in an event where they say there's going to be a massive coronal mass ejection from the sun that's going to impact the power grid and knock everything out. I want to remind folks, it doesn't have to be from the sun. It could be an EMP, many other things that they could cook up and throw at us that could knock the lights out and sever communications. This is very interesting because we've talked about on many occasions, how are we going to communicate when the lights go out? Many people say ham radios and this and that. What happens if they get fried too?
All right, go ahead and stop it. Go ahead and stop it. But I just wanted to get the audience, you know, all and look, I always kind of play this stuff just to put it out there for people to, especially those of you guys, and I know there's some people on RBN that don't really dig in around on the web much. And so I like to put this stuff out here to our audience members that necessarily don't dig around on online much, just so you know everything that those of us that do dig around online are kind of taking in, so you can, you know, govern your, you know, situation how you want to. I mean, I cover the doom porn stuff just because, Sean, because I want to give people the heads up, but, you know, there's a lot that come and go and nothing ever happens. I had a clip to play about Oklahoma looking for crisis actors from today, the 30th till the 2nd. So there's some guardian something drill going on in Oklahoma in the next couple days. And so, you know, they like to mess with those of us that pay attention on top of doing their exercises. And then when nothing happens, they like to desensitize us, the crying wolf syndrome, to where then people don't think anything's ever going to happen, and then surprises like 9/11 happened, or Las Vegas, or these sorts of these things. But go ahead, your comments.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to all of this, the plague going after certain genetics and everything. Just to say quickly, Rob, you know, let's take a look back at where they were actually talking about creating biological missiles that would attack certain genetics compared to another.
Yeah, well, it's in the PNAC. It's in the PNAC documents.
Yeah. They didn't hide this. This is nothing new under the sun. We're dealing with a lot of people out there at the present time, and this is the biggest problem, denying what we're saying as truth. They're basically saying, oh, you know, this station is a coup. It's full of kookery and conspiracies. However, it's been the military themselves, white Western civilization-wide, that have actually come out and said, yes, we can create, we're working towards creating missiles that can literally near on park themselves at your doorstep, work out what genetics you have, and then drop right on your head. This is not conspiracy. This is not kookery. This is something that the scientists, and I say the scientists in a weak form, because we're not talking about good scientists out there. We're talking about the most evil of scientists. And the military have been working on for a long time. And we've got to remember that we're dealing with, you know, 1993's HAARP. They told us that HAARP came out in 1993. No, because I was 10 years of age when my brother actually said to me, hey, Sean, did you know that HAARP are working to do this? 10 years of age. This was back at 1985. We're always left in the lurch when it comes to technology. So I always say to people that when you hear of a technology that comes along, such as HAARP, remember, HAARP started on ground, then it moved to the ocean by using aircraft carriers, and then it's more than likely by now, moved to space, where it can actually amplify itself through the atmospheric lens and create all kinds of destruction when it comes to even zeroing in as accurately to a car and melting it to the ground. And we don't think for a second that they've got the dynamics that come out of zeroing in on somebody's genetics. We'd have to be fools to believe that can't happen.
Yeah. You know? Now, I got this article from Breaking All the Rules, DARPA funds technological startups. Now, what's crazy, I was at Best Buy. I was looking for something today, which is a kind of a box store. And you should have seen the aisle of drones, badass drones, $800, $1,000 drones with basically cameras on them, the remote control, and then it's a tablet sideways on the remote control to where you get to look exactly at what your camera on your drone's looking at. And, Shia LaBeouf, this goofball actor that has his He Will Not Divide Us flag up somewhere in France. And then it's all over the place. These 4chan trolls tried to send a flamethrower drone up to burn his flag up. I just think that stuff's so funny. But I mean, this drone stuff's insane. But this is over on Wired magazine. How to get startups in on the military-industrial complex. Despite the pace of global technological change, the U.S. military-industrial complex may never be truly disrupted. We need it too much. We need a robust inventory of purely public defense platforms like warships, warplanes, and advanced munitions. And we need the defense base that can build them, that highly consolidated core of traditional prime contractors working within a system that has proven nearly impervious to smaller, more agile, non-traditional companies, particularly those in Silicon Valley. So what are the most significant barriers to entry for tech companies, and how can they be lowered? How do companies in Silicon Valley view prospects for doing business with the federal government in the national security arena? And that's highly insane, and it's a loaded, article here, because then you get your – and we know Zuckerberg and these characters with InQtel and Microsoft and these fronts – where all this money was thrown at these places like Facebook and so forth and Google, and this is all just fronts for basically government data mining and all the rest of it and control. And supposedly this Google Jigsaw company is out with military contractors doing assassinations, running false flags, and so they're a whole little separate kind of a privatized version, sanitized version of DOD out doing who knows what in other parts of the world. This is how crazy it is.
Oh, it's absolutely crazy. And one of the craziest things I find is that people find it kookery or a conspiracy theorist after all of this time. They've had so much time to look into it. I guess the problem really is, Rob, when it comes down to it, is that they're still watching their mainstream media. They're not listening to RBN. More people need to be listening to the alternative networks to sort of get to know what's going on.
Yeah. Now, hey, Ken, get clip 24 queued up. And this is this provocateur was up at the U.S. Capitol. And I think this was basically code to make it look like Trump is very, let's say, open to a very easy assassination. This guy throws Russian flags at him and damn near almost hit the president up in the U.S. Capitol, and Trump dumping the JFK stuff. I don't know, but this is kind of interesting. Hit clip 24 real quick. I wanted to get this one out.
I'm going to touch up on a couple topics today. First, we just seen on Capitol Hill Donald Trump almost attacked by a protester who was actually able to breach Capitol Hill security and throw Russian flags at Donald Trump. Now, first of all, he's allowed to breach Capitol Hill security because the deep state and security forces around Washington would love a little loophole so Donald Trump would be assassinated. And let's not get this twisted. Now, another thing is, how did he come up with this? Oh, Trump is treason. You've seen the Russian collusion story?
Go ahead, stop it there. This guy's name's Ryan Clayton, okay, and he is a political operative, et cetera, et cetera. But they let him do this as kind of a signal, I think, to show how vulnerable the president can be at a certain location like the Capitol Hill when he's going to talk to some lawmakers. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I can't best what you're saying there, Robbie. Exactly. They're just taking advantage of a situation. They're opportunists, basically.
I just think that this might be think about what would happen if something happens to the president in the United States. And I'm not talking about people that are skeptical. There's a lot of people that are, let's just say, entry-level surface dwellers that think about the veterans and the cops and military and so forth. If something happens to Trump, what's going to happen to the fabric of the United States? It'll be perfect for somebody that wants to put, you know, the country on lockdown anyway. And then basically you could run a red terror or who knows what the hell, gulags, guillotines that we always hear people talking about. I mean, it's the possibilities are endless. The destabilization that would happen with the if somebody tried to take out the president, love him or hate him, it's still going to cause the craziest. I think it'll be a bloodbath.
And allow me to play the devil's advocate, Rob. Yeah. You know, it could go the total other way where he becomes such a martyr that people end up creating a revolution of the likes we've never seen. I mean, we're dealing with a man that has indeed opened up the narrative quite a bit. He's made the narrative far and wide where we can talk about race a lot easier than what we've been allowed to before. Now, I'm not an advocate of Trump. I'm not an advocate of Hillary. I think that voting is an act of terrorism, given that, you know, no matter who you vote in these days, you're going to be voting for unjustified wars, which makes us the terrorists. But I will say this, that he has opened up a narrative of the likes we've not seen for a very, very long time. If you take a look at Australia as a good example, just after the White Australia policy went bye-bye, everything took a downturn. We ended up with the mass immigration of the likes we've never seen. And everybody wanted to shut up because the word racist scared the absolute hell out of them. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, Trump comes along and he starts saying a few right things that allow us to talk about race and culture and anti-culture and diversity and anti-diversity. And to think that, well, you know what, if somebody actually killed him, we might have more people than we think that would jump up and down and say, you know what, he was killed because of the fact that he has opened gates that couldn't normally been opened just a decade ago.
Yeah, well, I talk about that ripple effect. As soon as he started gaining traction and then the whole, you know, selection process, I was like, look, you know, people are so, you know, black and white on these issues, especially people in alternative media. And I was like, look, you got to look at ripple effects here as well, where there could be some positives, even though we know that, you know, to even get near this office of president of the United States, it's a prison in itself to be in that office. And so, but at the same time, there's positive ripple effects that have happened, and there's some negatives as well, just because of the toxic Marxist media that has basically said anybody that, you know, that supports Trump or any white person that likes guns or is even, you know, traditionalist Americana, you automatically a Klan member, or you worship Adolf Hitler or something of this nature. And so it's a very polarized environment. And I mean, there's massive street crime right now. And a lot of it's black on white out here on the streets. While you know, right now the black population, these NFL guys are taking a knee over like what 1,000 or 1,200 guys that get shot by cops a year. But it's just like, look, if you've seen how chaotic the streets are, that figure should be, technically it should be a lot higher because of all the massive street crime, and especially the attacks, the raping, pillaging, plundering, marauders that run the streets of every major city in the United States. And then these guys actually think there's a conspiracy to kill black people. And it's like, no, you're 6% of the population are black males, and you do 50% of the murders in the entire country.
Right.
And you want to sit here and whine that there's a conspiracy by police to kill you. No, it's like you're just blinded because, you know, this Marxist propaganda who uses you as a battering ram against the larger society has got you totally twisted around. And then all these intellectuals help. But yeah, I'll give you the last word. We're coming up on a break, but it's insane how people are so easily manipulated outside of the facts, to where they actually go around kicking white women and knocking them out, and people are taking selfies. It's just insane. You know, while this person's laying unconscious on the ground, they're, you know, beating these guys while he's trying to tie up his dogs, knocking them out. This knockout game, I mean, it's crazy.
It's absolutely crazy. And allow me to speak to the black communities here just for a moment. Just remember, you're being weaponized against the white man. Through Michael Brown, through Trayvon Martin and all of those, you're being weaponized. They're using you. You might as well replace the word weaponized with slavized, pretty much. You're becoming their slave to do what they want. Now, I know that you're a rebellious lot. Us so-called rabble-rousers are a rebellious lot as well. We only want what's good for white people. You want what's good for black people. Look, it's good on both sides. And if you want what's good for black people, the last thing you want to do is continue to be a slave to these higher-ups, if you will, where they're weaponizing you against the white man. It's just silly.
Yeah, and that's a good way to end the program, folks. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Keep your eyes open. We've got the 4th coming up. This little Antifa day, hopefully nothing happens. Hopefully it fizzles. And we've got drills going on simultaneously. So keep your eyes open and keep listening. See you next week, folks. Thanks, Sean.